Hey, buddy!
What?
Time to do a little show. A little podcart action. Come on, bud.
Yeah?
I hear the thrill, the excitement. Oh, you got some tea in your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Wheel that baby in here. I promise you, Patreon members, we will be getting a video for you of her just hustling that thing in here. Probably the next show.
We have to have makeup, hair and makeup.
We'll get some professional hair and makeup going. All right, it is time now for another Gang of Two. A hilarious looking couple dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
That would be us. Got a very fun show today planned.
Good, I could use some fun.
By the way, this is Super Bowl Sunday. We're recording this. I know.
Go red team.
I know. I know that I've been getting razzed online.
Did you see what I did there?
I saw what you did. We will be doing a football pick later.
Oh.
Just so you know. I've been getting razzed by people online because I always say that we're going to record these on Thursdays. Oh. And people are calling me out now. They notice we always still do it on Sunday.
How do they know you're not doing it?
Here's
on Thursday?
My problem. It's really strange because I like catching up what we've done.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
So how do you do that? I don't. We'll figure it out. We're
going
to figure
lie.
It out. Yeah, but no. We'll figure it out because I really want to. I really want to have our weekends free.
I do too.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? All right. So this is show number 49.
I don't know. Oh, boy.
See, you know what that means.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, you know what? You're from San Francisco. You're
yes,
from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
How could you not, you know, since your team is not in it, how could you not want the 49ers?
Because they beat my team.
Yeah?
They beat the Seahawks, so yes. Now I don't want them to lose.
Okay. You know, yeah, it's a good point. It's a very, very, very good point. On today's show, we will be doing Sherry's Super Bowl pick. By the time you listen to this on Monday, you'll know if she's right or wrong. It's always kind of fun to do. Also, I have to stop sticking up for friends. I'm going to explain that to you coming up here in a little bit.
All right.
And I need some advice from you, actually.
Okay.
I need some advice from you. And we're going to also talk about, a lot of people want to know, you know, because they know you're in there working on your website a lot, or scanning websites. They want to know what some of our favorite websites are. Or at least our favorite go-to website right now. But not just yet.
Okay.
Just think about it.
All right.
It. Just think about
God.
It. Man, what is with you? It's time now, though, to catch up. All right.
It's different every time.
I know. I don't know where to find it. So I always just click on something.
Click condiments next time.
Yes. All right. So, oh boy. Our new neighbors have finally moved in.
Yeah.
And they seem to be much quieter than I thought they would be.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't. All I've seen is the woman. I haven't seen the guy.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen or heard the kid. And we don't like kids.
You're right. I mean, most of the time they've been pretty quiet. But the other morning, yesterday morning or Friday morning, it might have been yesterday morning, I was sitting at my desk and it's right inside the door. So I can hear everything goes on in our hallway, outside our condo, in the common area
yes.
hallway. So I'm sitting, you were asleep, you were still in bed. It's in the morning.
That sounds so lazy.
No, it was early. They get up. They get up on the weekends. They get up at like 7.
Really?
I don't know what they do over there.
Hmm.
Anyway,
on the weekends?
Yes.
Wow.
So I was at my desk, and because I can't sleep past a certain. Once it starts getting light out, I have to. I wake up. I don't have it. That's why I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho's, so I hear all of a sudden from out of the in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
What sounds to be a cat being skinned.
What is a cat being skinned?
Like, you know, I can't even do it. I can't even. It was kind of. That was awful.
The look on your face is great.
It kind of sounded like a cat, but it also sounded like a person trying to sound like a cat.
Okay. All right.
But it was at the top of his lungs. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to wake Terry up.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this long screeching noise. Like a hissing of a cat. Like, what the hell is it? It was the kid.
The look on your face is awesome.
It was the kid. I don't know what he was doing, and I don't know. More importantly, I did not hear any adult voices saying, "Shut the fuck up."
How old do you think this kid is?
He looks to be. We tried this before. I don't know. Between 5 and 15.
He's not close to 15.
Okay.
He's even close to 10.
I would say he's under 10.
I would say 5 is what you're saying.
Or 6? 5?
Have we decided if he has some issues or not yet? Have we decided that?
He seems
okay.
Pretty functioning.
Besides, and he could do a hell of a cat hiss.
Where'd he learn that?
I don't know. All right, so we have been feeding frenzy. We had a feeding frenzy last night here at the house.
At the James household. There's one out there right now.
We're talking about hummingbirds. We thought we had 3.
Right, over the winter.
At the high end, 3 hummingbirds.
For the winter. I know in the summer there's plenty more than
that. There's a lot more, and we can only tell because I have to keep filling up the water for them.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we counted 5 hummingbirds.
Yes.
And these guys weren't fighting. They were sitting in the tree next to each other. They were doing all kinds of stuff. So
I'm wondering if they knew that cold weather was coming, because it hadn't gotten real cold yet, but the cold front was coming. Like that afternoon, evening, it was going to get into like snow temperatures.
Yeah.
It didn't snow, but it was cold enough to snow. And so they were all, I felt like they were all kind of hunkered down. Nobody was really moving much. They were just eating, and then they'd go back and...
Yeah, they weren't really going after each other. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun right now.
We love them.
Yeah, they're fun.
We can't move now.
A lot of we can. A lot of people ask about them, about Shug and all the others. The others don't have names. We had one that we called Bulger for a while because they had white on them, Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
And it's a boy bird.
Well, Dandy. We had a Dandy. Was that the same one?
I don't know. I have no idea with it because Dandruff.
Dandruff.
Okay,
White shoulders.
We're very creative with our naming, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Feeling a lot of sorts today.
I'm not...
I got these jeans on that I don't normally wear.
I like them.
They're kind of bigger. I don't like them.
Wider?
Though. Yeah, they're a little wider. They're kind of like dad jeans, and I don't want to wear dad jeans.
I have to say...
What?
Women's fashion anyway. And men's probably,
can
too.
Can I just... let me put this out there right now. Okay. Women's fashion sucks now.
No.
Nobody looks hot anymore. Everybody...
You don't know what hot is.
I sure do. No. You know when guys just kind of stopped dressing... You know, you look at the old games, old baseball games, and people were wearing suits at the games.
I know.
People wore suits everywhere. We were just watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We finally finished all those episodes.
Love that show.
Their fashion and the way they dress and the way they take care of themselves. And nobody's even fat then.
I know.
Now,
well,
even then, they weren't.
There were probably some fat people, but I think there were less of them.
Yeah, there were very few fat people back in the day.
Yeah.
And... Now, you know, in men's fashion, the way men dress has gone from that to completely casual.
Yeah.
I mean, super casual. Baseball hats, baggy pants, baggy shorts, sweats are acceptable. Look at the way people dress on a plane.
Oh, it's now, disgusting.
And I know that women would always bitch about that, the way guys dress.
Yeah.
I'd hear them do it. You'd bitched about it. You bitched about me dressing. You know, a little too casual from time to time. And now women are doing the exact same thing men are, with the stupid high-waisted jeans, the baggy pants.
Yeah.
If
you
got ass, show it. Seriously.
Those high-waisted jeans are actually very flattering on the ass.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You have. How do you know? You can't see ass when you're wearing them?
Yeah, you can. It's much more flattering than those low-waisted jeans.
Your ass does not look nearly as good as high-waisted jeans as it does in, like, those white jeans you have.
Those are high-waisted, my friend.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, man.
I will go measure them right now.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
And you have some great jeans that make your ass look fantastic.
I think you're misunderstanding, using the wrong term. High-waisted.
Ass?
There's high-waisted, and then there's... Yeah, I think
Beaver?
You like skinny jeans.
I like
skinny
that.
Jeans because they're
I like
slim
the low
on the
cut.
Ass.
I like the you know I
low
like
cuts
the...
so out.
No, no,
and it's unflattering. And here's the thing: at 55, which I almost am, no one wants to see a 55-year-old with their navel hanging out.
First of all, everybody will tell you You do not look 55.
Well, I
you
act like
don't
it.
Look 45.
I act like
you
it.
Look. No, you don't. God, if there's anything you don't. You, and I'm not saying this to flatter you, because right now I'm trying to hammer you on the dress, but you seriously look at the very, you could pass for 40 easy.
You're sweet.
Easy.
But nevertheless, my friend, I'm no longer 20. The only people that should, actually, they shouldn't even be wearing that right now, because it's not in fashion.
Oh,
don't
God.
Be wearing low-waisted jeans. You'll look like
ladies, please don't listen
90s,
to her.
80s, 90s women, throwback.
Ladies of the Gang of Two world, do not listen to her. Quit dressing for other girls. Dress for men.
Do not do that.
Yes, do.
No.
I want to see hot. I'm tired of seeing blah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You're right. I don't. Okay. Anyway, so how, and the jeans, I would be wearing my other jeans, but I got them dirty.
Yeah, I
spilled,
like those.
Like pizza on them or something.
Wide legged jeans are.
I don't
are
like
in.
These. I'm not a big fan of these. And how long can you wear jeans without washing them?
Some people never wash their jeans. Some jeans are not even designed to be washed.
Really?
Japanese denim.
I don't know this.
It's a very rigid denim.
Mm-hmm.
They could almost stand up on the floor by themselves.
Well, I mean, bikers used to wear not wash their jeans. They would call them slicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
because they would get
They're just kind of greasy and
crap
and
on them.
Whatnot? Get
bacteria.
Some whatnot on them.
Some whatnot.
I
bacteria.
Like having clean smelling clothes.
Yeah.
That's a problem I have with you, is that we went from having this really good fabric thing that you throw in the dryer
fabric
to now
sheets.
Those sheets, those things that smell really good and they're fluffy.
They're toxic.
And now,
these things are toxic.
So are you.
Yeah, well.
But it's now, you know, you throw these things in that are like cardboard and they don't do anything.
I know, they really don't. But
they're horrible.
I'd much rather have that than die of some sort of weird cancer.
I like the smell of things.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I like that. Look at you. What'd you do?
Here's the thing about fragrance that you don't really, people, maybe not all people realize,
mm-hmm.
is that they don't have to name what's in the ingredients of a fragrance. So you have all these ingredients in here, whatever it is, dryer sheets,
mm-hmm.
You know, makeup, whatever. Fragrance can be an ingredient, but in the United States, you don't have to say what's in that fragrance. You could put any sort of bizarre
cat semen,
carcinogenic in there.
No,
and it's unregulated.
Why does everything have to be ruined? Seriously,
it's not ruined. It's
I'm not blaming you.
Yeah,
just why does everything have to be ruined? All the stuff that was good is no longer good. Bounce sheets.
Yeah, those don't do that.
I would love those. They smell so good. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like getting in the bed and it smells all good.
God,
like
toxic.
That. Crap.
You're just getting lung cancer or something.
Well, this has really been an uplifting show so far, hasn't it? I couldn't sleep last night. The last couple nights I couldn't sleep.
What's up with that?
I think I ended up getting to bed at about 5.
Jeez.
5 in the morning.
Well, you'll sleep good tonight.
Maybe.
After our Super Bowl party.
Maybe. We'll see. We do have some people coming over. But I just couldn't sleep. And I did have when I did get to sleep, and when I have restless night sleeping, which I've been having a lot lately, I remember my dreams. I remember dreams when
really?
I have restless nights. Last night, and I got mad at myself in this dream after I woke up. After the dream was over, I got mad at myself. I had this dream about basketball. Playing college basketball at Saddleback College.
How fun.
But I wasn't playing. It wasn't a game, but we were in the locker room. It was our last game of the season. The game was over. Of course, I didn't play. And there was everybody was taking their uniforms off, and I was taking my uniform off. And at Saddleback College, when you would, a lot of times you just dump them in a thing and
they
take care
it.
Of them. Saddleback College, you for this game, for whatever reason, but it was pretty true to what was happening in real life.
Yeah.
You had to give them to the equipment manager, Mr. DeCasas.
You remember his name?
Uh-huh. His sons were on the team.
Oh, my God.
His son was on the team, but you had to give them to the equipment manager. And this dream that I had is that I took my uniform off and my sweats and my sweatpants, and I really wanted to keep my sweats. I really wanted them so bad.
You mean to take home? So they don't let you take them home? Is that what you're saying?
At the end of the season, I wanted them for me.
But they didn't. They don't normally.
Sometimes you can.
Well, what are they going to do with them? They don't use them.
I was able to get one once. But this was in the dream. I wanted to get it really, really bad. Okay. And other players were taking their uniforms. They're shoving in bags. They were doing the whole thing. And I walk up and I give them my uniform, but I left the sweatpants and the sweat top back around in a locker thing. And I left them going, I'm gonna keep those.
Come back and get them.
And when I walk up to Mr. DeCostas, I hand him my shorts and my jersey. And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, where's the rest of the stuff? Yeah. But I felt so bad when I walked up and handed him to him in my dream. I said, oh, my sweat's around the corner. I'll be right back. And so I brought the sweats and I gave them to
him. I could see you do that in real life.
That is me in real life. Even in my dream, I couldn't do the wrong thing.
Oh.
I couldn't do what I really wanted to do.
Oh, teary.
It was so weird.
How funny.
And I had the same exact feeling like, oh, everybody else is just taking theirs.
You know what? Good for you.
But I didn't.
Good for you for not following the
masses
and their
incorrect
behavior.
All right. Thank you again to our Patreon people. We really appreciate your support. I could get it now. I could get the Rodecaster Pro, our machine.
Great.
And I think I'm going to do it. Here's the problem with this is I know I'm going to do it. This is one of the goals we wrote down for the Patreon people. This is why they have helping us. This is going to go on the road with us, but now I'm going to become that guy.
Yeah. Now we're going to be working on our vacations.
This is not work. This is fun for me.
For you.
How hard is this for you?
It's not hard at all.
Okay.
But I don't want to be doing this on my vacation.
Well, I do. Not necessarily vacations, but I want to be able to take it on the road and do some things all that. And maybe a live broadcast sometime in front of a live audience. That's part of the goal of this whole thing.
Yeah.
I know that would be, you'd be so nervous doing that.
Not nervous. I would just not be happy to do it.
Why? I don't think people would even want to listen to the show anymore, knowing how unhappy you are to do it.
No, this is fine, but doing it in front of live, I don't know.
It would be fun. People would love to meet you, and it would be fun. It'd be fun to hang in front of
Oh, you mean live? I thought you meant like on YouTube. No, you're talking about live.
Oh, the YouTube's also in the mix.
That all sounds hideous.
You're going to love it. I hate it already. But this machine allows you to do that. I really want to get this machine, but the problem is I don't want to be that guy. I love taking pictures on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I love doing that. I haven't done a lot of that lately, but I love doing it. But I don't want a camera. I don't want to carry around the gear.
No, we're not.
No,
yeah.
I don't want that. And this is, to me,
that
guy.
I know.
I like having a studio that's set up. You walk in and do it. But I also know that one of the fun things I love about podcasting is how organic and real it is.
Yeah.
And to me, this just keeps it that way. It makes you just go, you know, you can hear the ambiance behind
us.
If we're at, let's say, the Autry House, and maybe we'd even do a show with them.
Waffle House.
You know, whatever. Wherever
we
want to go.
Anything with a house in it. The White House?
Uh-huh. Wherever we want to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that is very close to getting us. Thank you so much to everybody who are helping with that. Could you open up that door? There's some reviews. There's two reviews on the printer that I printed up.
Yeah, I saw one.
From iTunes. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Sherry. Cheri or something.
Really? Okay. Well, by the way, just so you know, don't offend Sherry. It's Shari. I don't see a Sherry one here. Okay, here's the two reviews we got. We had a really weird review that we, coming off our high show, which, by the way, thank you so much for downloading, everybody. We did have fun doing it.
Doing what?
The high show.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody thinks, wonder what happened afterwards. You know, I've been getting a lot of, what did you guys do afterwards? Did you go out for a walk? Did you laugh? Did you giggle?
I'm not about to go out for a walk.
You fell asleep right away.
Yeah.
Right away on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, and you were out for forever.
What did you do? You were watching TV?
I was watching TV and writing some stuff, and I wasn't as high as you.
I know.
But You just passed your ass out.
Yeah.
But during the last show, we read a review from somebody who we think was high, very high, or drunk, or whatever.
Mentally incapacitated.
And they said they loved the show, but they gave it a one star. And, you know, and
so why?
But I think it's a troll guy because there's a troll guy that does that.
Yeah.
They troll so much you can actually know who they
are.
Sure, yeah. You know, but we thank you if you take the time to review the show on iTunes.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And two people did.
Nice.
This one here says, hilarious couple with a great look at life and entertaining AF.
Air Force. Nice.
Entertaining as fuck. Says, this show is hilarious start to finish. The way this couple interacts is perfect, and I love every minute of the show. If you're looking for something fun to listen to, here it is. Thank you, DeWitt.
How nice.
Is their name.
Nice.
And then this other one, 5 stars, by the way.
Nice.
And this other one is also 5 stars. Very funny, refreshing, and down-to-earth podcast by a great couple.
Oh.
And it says, excellent podcast from Terry and Sherry, spelt right.
Thank you. What's their name?
C. West.
Thank you, C. West.
Oh, I think that's one of our new Patreon guys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a new Patreon guy.
Nice.
Chris. I think it's Chris.
Chris?
I think it might be. We mentioned him last week. And it says, Terry and Sherry James, who truly have an amazing chemistry. This podcast makes me think, smile, and laugh, and it's truly worth a listen. keep it up, guys. You both are great. So
nice.
Thank you very much for that,
yes,
everybody.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate it. One other thing, man, this is the longest catching up segment ever.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Yes, we're still catching up. One other thing, couples improv. I'm working on it.
Are you? We don't know what we're doing.
That's part of the thing
that's
we
part
have
of improv-ing.
To do. We got to get you in an improv class and me. It's been a long time since I've done it.
Yeah,
but
me
improv,
too.
I am convinced, can help couples trust one another more.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about saying yes. There's many times that when you have something planned and I don't want to do it,
right?
I got to learn to say yes and I got to go with
it. And vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that an improv class will be for other couples, and people are very interested. I can't tell you how many emails I've received from people saying that they would love to come to a couples weekend improv fun weekend of all of the Gang of Two listeners. How do you do that? I don't know.
Yeah. Logistics.
But
I'm going through that in my head right now.
Yeah, but I could easily lead an improv class with some of the fun exercises. And I know how good it is for that.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of interest, but I don't... Everybody says they're interested.
Yeah.
Are they really going to do it? If we rent a room and we pick out a destination and we travel to, my suggestion is have people come to Seattle. I would love to show, even if it's like
in the summer,
10 couples, just show people around Seattle, do your thing.
Yeah, that could be
part
of it.
We meet up at night, have some drinks, go to our favorite restaurants, do some fun things like that.
I like that idea.
It would be a good deal. But and then we don't have to travel. They do.
Well, and you start out small. Just, you know, get it's small venue, small group.
It's
plan on being a small group to begin with. I mean, when you get to a certain amount of people,
you don't want
to do
a lot.
Stuff like that. Right.
For an improv class, having 5 to 10 couples.
It's probably max.
10 would be max.
Yeah.
I would say 5 to 7 couples would be good.
Beyond that, then people don't get to participate.
Yeah, and what do you charge? How do you do it? That's
But
we have to get a room. We have to do all that stuff. Anyway, we are going to work on it. My hope is that at the end of the summer, we have a date.
Oh.
My hope is.
Oh.
But we have to really get on this improv thing. You and I really need to start taking some classes.
Yeah, refresher.
And I know you've done it.
I did it in high school.
I used to do it a lot.
Yeah.
I loved it, not only in improv class, but even in acting class.
Yeah.
And every day on the show, we improv.
Yeah.
You and I improv here.
Constantly.
You know, but but the exercises are so fun and funny.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody would have a good time.
Yeah.
And I really believe it's something that could help couples in many different levels of their life.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, now we're going to start with your Super Bowl pick today.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I love not having a team
in this game.
It's so much less stress. I don't take things personal.
Yeah.
like I would.
Yeah.
You know, the tweets of people and all that.
Don't have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't take any of this personal at all. I don't have to stick up for my friends online, which is what I'm going to get into here in a second.
Okay.
But first, let's get into it's the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Not the Chefs.
The Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. So it's a minor man.
Uh-huh.
He's a miner.
An old guy. An old crotchety, dusty, cowboy style, slap it on your jeans, walk into the bar and have somebody slide a whiskey across.
I'm guessing pretty self, what is it?
Tough, rugged.
What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I never know with you.
Self
fucker.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of people around him.
Yeah, so.
Besides other men.
Yeah, so.
So that against an Indian chief? Is that an Indian chief? Chiefs?
It is an Indian chief. What? It's not a fire chief.
So this is almost like the Cowboys and Indians. Although I think a 49er is probably a little bit tougher than a cowboy.
A 49er is self-sufficient. A 49er is somebody who is a dreamer and was going out into the unknown area.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing against somebody who they wanted to kill all the time.
Yeah. So, boy. That's hard. So, and against a very fierce Indian...
Native American.
Yeah, and a chief.
Yes,
you know,
Native American. Not your run-of-the-mill, schlocky
Indian.
He's
the head of a tribe.
Yes, this guy also had a dream.
That's right.
This guy had a dream.
Well, he was born into it, though, too. Aren't the chiefs, are there kind of...
I was not there. But maybe they did thumb wrestling.
How did they...
Maybe that Indian leg wrestling where you lay on your
back.
Oh,
yeah, that doesn't
maybe
sound...
Maybe they did that.
Insensitive, yeah.
I just saw it in a movie. How's that insensitive? If I'm just, I'm a reporter. I report what I see.
It sounds a little.
Well, that's because you're listening to an uninformed ear.
I don't know either.
Well, then
I don't know
shut
how it's
your
determined.
Face.
I thought it was like it's like a familial. You know, the father is the chief and then his son becomes the chief. So it's like a...
Well, whatever works in your head, just make a goddamn pick.
It's hard. That's hard because you got two really fierce... I'm trying. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, Chiefs.
Ooh. Is that because they're...
Yeah, because I don't want the 49ers. There's probably some bias in
Why
here.
Do you not want the 49ers?
Because the Seahawks lost.
I know we asked earlier. Yeah. I don't want the 49ers.
I don't really care. Honestly, I'm not that invested. Like, I don't... If they won, I'd be...
I don't want the 49ers for one reason only. I think their fans are douchebags.
Yeah.
We go there all the time.
We do.
Your mother lives...
You can walk to the stadium.
You can walk
from her
to the stadium from her house.
Yeah.
And they are some trashy people.
Yes, they are.
It went from being the wine and cheese crowd of San Francisco to total trash.
So it used to be the 49ers, you had the 49ers and you had the
Raiders.
And the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
And the 49ers were the upper crust for the elite.
It was just a different kind of crowd.
Right. The people that wore sweaters around. The preppy.
Yeah, city thing.
Right. The more well-to-do people.
Yes, I guess
generally.
So, yes.
And then everybody, like the blue-collar workers, if you will, those kind of people would be Raiders fans.
But that's actually giving Raider fans a compliment. The blue collar workers, because there's nothing wrong with being blue collar, hard working middle America.
No,
there is wrong with just being trash.
Yeah.
And that's what Raider fans were known for.
Right.
Now it's 49er fans. Giant fans are trash.
Yeah.
I've asked many of my friends who played for professional baseball teams, and we did it even on the Lex and Terry show. And I said, who was the trashiest, dirtiest, worst fans, most disgusting fans you've ever seen? To a T, every single one of them said Giant fans.
Okay, well, they're talking about baseball now.
I'm just saying, same area.
Did you ask anybody that of Football, what they would say?
But I don't think that the... No, there's probably... I think they would still say Raider fans.
I would say Raiders
and
are probably
I would
right
say
up there.
Maybe Cleveland Brown fans, you know.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Yeah.
They're douchey.
Yeah.
You know, all that.
But now 49er fans are becoming...
I don't think anybody, even as douchey as I say 49er fans are, nobody as douchey as a Patriot fan.
Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Cheaters. The cheaters?
So you're going with...
The Chiefs. Chiefs.
Okay, you're going the with
chefs.
The Chiefs.
Going with the chefs.
Now, early on, I talked about how I end up sticking up for friends online if I see them. You know, I've been doing this a lot lately, and I have to stop doing this. A friend of mine, and you know her as well. She's a friend of yours, Juliet Huddy.
Yes.
Juliet was on Fox and Friends. She was the Lex and Terry news girl. They actually referenced her and talked about her in that new movie with, you know, the Megyn Kelly movie and all that. Whatever that movie is.
Oh, yeah. It's about her.
But they referenced Juliet in that movie.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because she had a big settlement with all this.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
And so Juliet, I see her online and all these Fox people, the people that watch Fox, and I would be doing this if it was the other way around, too, just so you know, the people that are listening. I see Juliet being picked on by, and I know her real well.
Yeah.
And I know she has an inside scoop on what happened there. She's there.
Right.
And people hate the fact that she is not a Trumpster. They hate her online. Yeah. I mean, the vile stuff that I see, and I want to stick up for her. But just as that, on the flip side, if she was a staunch Trump supporter and the liberals were attacking her, I would still stick up for her.
Well, I think she can stick up for herself a lot.
That's exactly what she totally could stick up for herself. Yeah. She is brutal to people.
Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like I should chime in there and get a couple zingers in myself.
Get a little bit
but
of
I
action.
Don't want to make a political statement because, like I said, I could go, you know, I could stick up for a friend no matter what they believe in because they're my friend.
Right. You're loyal.
You know, and so I just have to stop sticking up for people.
Did something happen to where you...
No. I just, you know, I have, like today, if we're watching the Super Bowl, and I have some friends who love the 49ers, big 49er fans, our buddy Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants them to win.
Yeah.
And if I see somebody hammer him or mean to him, I'm going to stick up for him.
My brother.
I would stick up for him. And even though I don't want him to win, I just have to stop sticking up for people no matter what it is. I am more loyal to them, to the person as a person than what they believe in.
That's good.
Is that good? I don't know if that's good or not.
Admirable. Yeah.
I don't know if it is or not. All right, real quick. People have been asking us, you know, because they know when you start the show, you know, I usually say Sherry's in there on the website. A lot of times you're working on websites or something or shopping.
Yeah.
What right now is your favorite website? What do you look forward to?
Probably Zara.
That's okay.
I adore it.
Okay.
I look forward to them when they have a new, you know, spring and summer's coming out right now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what they have.
Yeah.
It's sick. I know. And it's funny, too, because I end up hardly buying anything. I just like to see how to style what I already have.
It's funny because I see you do this. I see you're online, and this is how fashionable you are. You're online, and I see you looking at something because you leave it up on your screen, and then you go run to the closet.
Yeah.
And then you look and see, and you try to match things up to see if you
have
what that looks like.
I try to recreate the outfit,
You are so weird.
There's something wrong,
You
man.
Are the weirdest person I've ever met.
I enjoy it. It's a creative outlet.
Okay. Mine right now, I don't spend a lot of time on certain websites. I spend a lot of time doing the social media and all that.
Yeah.
That's almost a full-time job.
Yeah, it is.
Doing that. But I do look forward to, I get an email from Thrillist. I like the Thrillist.
I like them very seldom.
Really? Why?
Because a lot of times, if like, 10 best restaurants in Seattle, they're almost the 10 worst.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Yeah. I should remember that.
Yeah. And it's all, either they've been paid to put those restaurants in there, or they've never even been to Seattle and they're just, I don't know how they're getting to there. So I've seen that a couple times and now I don't trust anything they say.
Okay, got it. So there it is right now. Hold on. Shh. Can you hear that? That is my brother yelling about his website right now. He wants a plug. Okay. WeBingeTV.com. I look forward to their newsletter.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Really do look forward to their newsletter.
That's nice.
It informs me a lot. It is worth paying for that information because I, like you talked about Thrillist.
Yeah.
How their stuff is wrong.
Yeah.
They haven't led me wrong yet at
nice.
All. They have not led me wrong.
I would look at it, but I don't really watch much video at all.
Neither of us do. And sometimes it's lost on us.
Yeah.
But they're reviewing podcasts now.
Nice.
They did a nice write-up on us. I believe they're doing one on Dee's podcast.
Oh, nice.
And other podcasts. I think he did something on Mark Maron.
Nice.
You know, so there's other things out there. So anyway, that's a fun one as well. All right. Let's see here. I wanted to get some advice from you, and I'll try to keep this short. I'm looking at how long we've been doing this.
I know.
I think I'm spreading myself too thin, and I need some help from you. This is a conversation I would have with you off the air as well. We've had many conversations like this. I need to know if you think I should dump a few things off my plate. But these are all things I'm interested in, all things I've been working on, like stand-up comedy. I want to do that again really bad.
Yeah.
But do I really want to throw myself into that? Do I really want to go out to open mic nights? Do I really want to hustle that again?
Right.
I love writing. I love trying to perform and doing it. I think it's great. I've been writing some new stuff. I'm very excited about getting up on stage and trying it.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I'm interested in. Another thing that I'm interested in, obviously, are these podcasts. This one, Terry James Alive. I'm working on another one right now that's in the development stages with a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
And he and I, and he's a comedian, and he and I have been exchanging a lot of emails, subject ideas, bit ideas, topics, the whole thing.
Right.
And I was looking at some of the topics today that he sends in.
Yeah.
And a lot of these, when we spitball back and forth, we just throw ideas. It could be one word, two words, three words, because he and I speak the same language.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he'll spitball like 10 ideas, send them to me. A few days later, 10 more ideas. Another day, a few days later, 10 more. And I throw ideas back at him, and we're just accumulating what the show could be right now if we want to do it. But that's going to take a lot of time. But here's one of the things I'm having a problem with already with this. Especially his ideas, almost every one of them, they're all new with the exception of one thing. He almost puts it in the same email every time.
How weird.
Depression.
Oh.
And
he wants to talk about that.
He wants to. That's,
you know, it might not be. I think he has experience with it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think I have my moments, and everybody does. I know that I have my moments.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. It's real. People have real things. But
sure.
I'm not using it to go get a pill like some people are.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In my mind, when I see that word keep coming up and going, how fun is this gonna
I know.
Be? You know, how
are you gonna
So that's a thing that I really want to do out there. I have another show, a radio show idea that has been on my mind, as you know, for many years. And I don't want to say what it is, but you know what it is. It's an afternoon show.
Yeah.
In another city.
Yes.
And I have been working very hard on this, and outlines and feelers out and all this. This is a life-changing thing.
Yeah.
In a lot of different levels. It is I'm not leaving Lex and Terry, but do I really want to do an afternoon show and a morning radio
right.
show? A lot of people do this.
Really?
My buddy Rick.
That's right, yeah.
Rick does, he's the play-by-play guy for the Broncos. He has an afternoon show and a morning radio show.
And I think he has a band.
And he has a band that plays. So he does.
I don't know how often they play, but.
You know, and I was talking to him about it, and he laid it out for me, and it said, you know, people are going to question you and say, why do you want to do this? And the bottom line is simple, is just, this is what we do. this is fun for me. This right here is fun for me. All this stuff is fun for me. People consider it work. Yes, you put time into it, but it's not like work. I'm not like... Well,
for some people, it would be work.
Yes, but it's
people
not
like
for
me.
Us. Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah.
So this this is something, it's getting very close to having to talk about it.
Oh.
To staff members of Lex and Terry.
Yeah.
To the industry.
Yeah.
To all this. And I know once I do that, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something that I, it's an idea for a show that I have that I think would be so fun to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Why don't you take all those and number them as an importance to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's other things that are very important to me, too. Socializing with friends.
Yeah.
Gym, working out, just getting better, having time to rest. Things like that, too, are very important
you
as well.
You do need to sleep.
Sleeping would be a good thing.
Yes.
So, anyway. Okay. So, number them of importance.
I would number them in priority. Yeah. What's most important? And then maybe.
Look at these right here.
If you have to scratch something.
Boy.
Okay. You can't scratch. You can't scratch anything.
All of them mean something to me.
Oh.
I'm looking at them right now. They all kind of mean something. But you're absolutely right. None of them are going to be done properly if I don't really throw myself into it. I've thrown myself into this show.
Yeah.
Terry James Alive podcast, I've always been in, but I don't do it on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I do it when I want.
Right.
Which is fine. People are fine with that.
Yeah.
It's not a money maker.
No.
It's not a thing like that, but I enjoy talking and feeling like that.
Yeah.
This other podcast idea would be great, but I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
I just don't know where the money is in podcasting.
It's not necessarily for money.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all of it is.
You have to at least break even. I mean, right now it's costing us money.
No, right now, thanks to our Patreon members.
Are we breaking even now?
We are now paying for our...
Right. But I mean, we have monthly charges, like storage fees.
That's it.
And
we are paying for our monthly charges. And that is it. Well, there's a little bit above, and that accumulates into the other things that we want to do, such as getting the podcast machine.
Yeah.
Such as maybe doing this, this whatever it's going to be, the improv thing that we're doing, all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of it goes back into the show and all of it goes back into the listeners. They're getting something fun and all that. So, yeah. But you're right. It would be nice if it was a job. I think everybody who does a podcast has that in mind.
Yeah.
Maybe I could turn this into a radio show.
Because otherwise,
maybe
it's just a hobby.
There's nothing wrong with hobbies.
Yeah.
Hobbies are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so anyway. All right. Well, thank you. That did mean a lot. I'm looking at these right now, thinking of it a little differently. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. Let's go watch the football game.
Let's do it.
Love you, man.
Love you.